All right, like we like to do every Wednesday, we get it behind the science of cannabis and the latest studies that are floating around out there amongst all the scientists and researchers studying marijuana. And we do so with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, who's an associate professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany. Dr. Earlywine, welcome back to The Stash.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you sent me along this link that I thought was quite interesting, a study that had just been published here, and it was about alcohol, drugs, and condom use among drug offenders. Talk a little bit about what this study is covering.
Oh, Russ, this is an interesting idea because, as we all know, marijuana's impact on sex is pretty legendary. And unfortunately, a number of folks have misinterpreted that as some kind of sign that maybe people who were using marijuana would be unwilling or unable to use condoms. And, you know, given the link between condom use and HIV and AIDS, we really want to make sure that nobody's getting impaired in some kind of way that would make a problem for them. As it turns out, a couple of studies in the past have said, oh, gee, folks who drink alcohol or use marijuana tend to use condoms less frequently. And unfortunately, these were done in an inappropriate way. They just asked in general, do you use these things and do you use condoms? And it really kind of masked the issue at hand. So these new researchers, Barbara Lee, Susan Ames, and Alan Stacey, all looked at the individual events and said, okay, yeah, it's fine if you use these drugs or if you use condoms, but does it actually happen at the same time?
Hmm.
And it's funny how long the research went before people actually got down to the nitty-gritty of, okay, this time when you had sex, did you smoke pot first? And a lot of times it didn't pan out, so it didn't look like marijuana was leading to a decrease in condom use, particularly if you looked at this event-based analysis. And then folks were saying, well, it's not the right people. You need to get the folks who are really drug-involved, and, oh, marijuana's so dangerous. And so here we have a sample of folks who are already in trouble for drug offenses.
Hmm.
Surely if there was a link between marijuana and unsafe sex, it would show up for them. And we've got literally over 300 people in this study, and there is no link. And I find this, you know, reassuring for everyone who's concerned about marijuana use and unsafe sex more generally. But also, you know, it really points out that even during intoxication, people are capable of, you know, wonderful, competent behaviors regardless of their recent use of marijuana. And even among folks who are, you know, in trouble for drug-related offenses, there isn't this link between marijuana and unsafe sex. So the idea that somehow this is some rationale for arresting marijuana users really goes out the window.
Well, yet another reason that's been proven to be false here. So in looking at this study, it seemed like they had a lot of research backing this up. And well, the first thing that it made me think was, wow, there's a lot of people studying sex and drugs out there. But the second thing was there any results in the study with the other drugs or alcohol use that was different from, say, the marijuana result?
In fact, it is the case, even in this sample, the link between alcohol and unsafe sex was not present, although that's been mixed in a number of different findings. And as scary as it is, amphetamines, both smoked or injected, were associated with decreased condom use. Obviously, you know, the stimulants can be very, very impairing and troublesome, but it also may say something about the folks who choose to smoke or inject amphetamines may be, shall we say, having a different attitude about life in general.
Yeah.
And so it shows up in their condom use rather than, oh, amphetamines make you incapable or unwilling. It may be just these are the folks who are unwilling in the first place and who also happen to like these drugs.
Well, that opens up another question you could look at is to whether or not it's just the nature of people that are in trouble for drug offenses would naturally be people who are more prone to risk-taking behaviors. How do they take those kind of factors into account?
In fact, I feel like that's the key issue. And if that were the case, we might have seen a link between marijuana use and condom use generally, but not at the individual event level. But here we don't even see it at all, and I find that reassuring. So it's not that even marijuana users are the type of person, if you will, who don't value this behavior. And I just, you know, want to point out, as we've seen time and again, folks who use cannabis come from all different lifestyles with different priorities, and it's not any certain stereotype that's always correct.
Certainly, certainly. And again, this study is on the people who had already been in trouble for drug offenses, but they feel pretty confident being able to extrapolate that out to the general population as well.
In fact, different work has been done with folks who aren't in trouble for drugs, and the results have been mixed, but generally marijuana use has not been correlated with failing to use a condom at the individual event level. And that's the key, is if you're high at the time, does that translate into not using a condom? And it doesn't seem to be the case. Obviously, I don't want to give anybody the impression that, you know, somehow marijuana is a condom-using aid or anything like that. But I do want to reassure folks, particularly prohibitionists, that this is not a rationale for 800,000 arrests in a year.
Absolutely. And we get no more of those the commercials that bring up the scare tactic of the teenagers who are more likely going to get pregnant. They smoke the joint and they get pregnant immediately. So it's the lack of the condom that causes the pregnancy, not the marijuana.
And in fact, those commercials have done a lot for my individual classes on drugs and human behavior, because people really laugh at those, and I don't hear the sob stories about that you would expect. It's just another way to kind of whip parents into a frenzy if they do discover cannabis in their teens. And, you know, what a nice segue for me to mention that, you know, the Parents Guide to Marijuana, which should be out at the end of the month, talks about reasons why teens shouldn't use cannabis, but this certainly is not one of them.
Yes, everybody should be aware. Dr. Earlywine's book, A Parent's Guide to Marijuana, is coming out. And what's the date that it drops exactly?
It should be out on February 28th.
Oh, excellent. So Thursday this week. Check that out. It'll be on Amazon.com, I'm sure, and probably available at local fine booksellers everywhere. So we've been speaking with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, who's the Associate Professor of Psychology at the State University of New York at Albany, always joins us here on Wednesday here at the Stash. And, well, we've put out one of those prohibitionist fires. I'm sure we'll have another one for you within the next week or so.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
All right. Have a good day.